Welcome to my radio podcast, Bless Up. This is your host, Mary Jane Hauge. Remember, your life is your message. Let it be inspirational. Today's topic is from the series, Indigenous Medicine Teachings. I will talk about the yearning for connection. I have always had a deep yearning for connection with the divine. It began as a child, lying on the ground, looking up at the stars and the moon. As a child, when I walked home from our neighbor's house, I felt protected by the stars. I didn't know it, but I was feeling the energy of the divine. Later in my life, my Christian upbringing brought me close to Jesus. My faith got me through so many difficult times. As an adult, I became very connected to nature. Nature became my teacher. I spent time with various Native American tribes in Arizona and New Mexico. There was a comfort in being so closely connected to nature. Subsequently, I began my studies of Tai Chi and the Tao. This eventually continued to my studies of Chinese medicine. The total interconnectedness explained in Chinese theory captivated me for years. Along my journey, I was introduced to African medicine by Maladoma Somme. Both cultures had in common the vast connection of the universe. As I prolonged and continued to study various cultures, I found healing and ritual and community are basic elements in most indigenous systems. These may seem to exist in our modern society, but in a very different way. Today, we do not live in the closeness of a small village consisting of medicine men, elders, men, women, children, all having and living the same belief system. We do not live by a belief system that views the health of an individual reflects the health of the village. In the village, everyone was important and an integral part of the community. Elders were respected, cherished, and depended on for their knowledge. Today's modern society has many different belief systems. Elders are not revered, and most detrimental is that everyone is responsible for themselves and must go it alone. The family unit is so lost that it no longer even has a definition that we all agree upon. The indigenous way of life was to live in harmony with each other, with all of nature, and with spirit. Dances, costumes, masks, rituals, and sacred artifacts were prominent. We still have some of these elements in modern society. However, they are not part of everyday life. They tend to be compartmentalized. This is a major problem. What good is a belief system that we don't live by? Yes, our modern society that is full of different belief systems surely presents its challenges. This is where we must focus on the common teachings of compassion, empathy, love, and respect. Those are elements we can live by in our complex modern society. We are all human and could very much benefit from taking a step back in time, learning from the wisdom keepers of indigenous cultures, relearn the ways of the past, and bring forth the fundamental belief system of the importance of living in community, respecting the earth, respecting and honoring creation, and respecting each other. You know, I was raised Roman Catholic. I went to Catholic school. We attended church during school and on Sundays. We learned many rituals, although that wasn't what they called them. Many formal ceremonies were called sacraments, such as baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, matrimony, and so forth. The Eucharist, for example, is understood as the remembrance of Jesus Christ's crucifixion. One ritual that many are familiar with is the Catholic Mass. The purpose of this ritual is to honor God, give Him respect, pray for forgiveness, pray for what we need, and show our reverence. When you come to church, you first dip your fingers into the holy water, you kneel on one knee, and then you do the sign of the cross on yourself. At this point, you make your way to your seat where you once again genuflect before sitting. One genuflex to show respect. Incense in both Western Catholic and Eastern Christianity symbolizes the prayers of the faithful rising to the heavens. The Native American smoke, the ceremonial tobacco pipe, to send prayers to Creator with each puff of smoke. In my opinion, survival of humanity depends on the healing power of nature and humans connecting with spirit. Within nature, within the natural world, there exist all the materials and tenets for healing human beings. Nature is the textbook for those who care to study it, and the storehouse of remedies for human ills. Illness may be seen as physical manifestation of spiritual decay. Therefore, I pose the approach that we integrate the wisdom of the past that indigenous teachings offer us and combine that with modern knowledge we've acquired to create an approach to health that addresses the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of each individual. I invite you to explore indigenous wisdom and see what traditions enhance your life and your connection to the divine. I invite you to join me in this journey through my Bless Up radio podcast, blogs, and if you can, consider joining us on a Shakti life-changing retreat. Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen to basically my opinion about the value of indigenous medicine and my personal yearning for connection that we may share.